culture, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here is the latest information. The pilot of the plane that set his house on fire beforehand stole the plane and crashed it intentionally, a federal official has told CNN. A few minutes before that, federal officials said two F-16 fighter jets were launched as a precaution after the crash, though terrorist intent was not indicated. Earlier than that, they said preliminary information indicates the plane was a Cirrus SR-22. The news, the FBI earlier had said it appeared to be a Piper of some type. A Cirrus SR-22 is a single-engine, four-seat aircraft. And guys, pull up a photo when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment of a Cirrus SR-22 aircraft, please. Want to be able to show folks what a Cirrus SR-22 aircraft looks like. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this could just be an accident, somebody that had a heart attack, as we said at the start of the show, but doesn't look like that now. The feds normally won't come out and start saying that something's terrorist unless they're going to go with that, whether it's true or not. And the fact that he supposedly burned down his house and then stole this aircraft, I would say it's a 45% chance if it is terror that he did this on his own, 55% chance as of now with the info we have. Why do I say 55% chance it could be staged? This is their M.O. They burn somebody's house down, take them, shoot them up with drugs, kill them, put them in a remote control aircraft, have it take off, fly it into the building. We know the underwear event was staged. That's now admitted. There's no doubting, and the media swept it under the rug and doesn't want to talk about it anymore. There's all this resistance to naked body scanners. They want to put them in not just airports but courthouses and all the major bus terminals and at train terminals. In fact, they're going in now. That was going to be our big story today. So if they come out, if it comes out that this guy was a Tea Partier and was angry at the IRS and the Federal Reserve, that would still be the M.O. of a lone individual who's angry at the government who would do this on their own. So we'll have to look and see if he'd been in psychiatric care, if he'd been in the military, if he'd disappeared in the last few months, because that was the main thrust of the MKUltra program, was to just erase people's memories and just set them up as patsies. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. We're going to have to continue to ferret this out. Send your news tips to showtips at Infowars.com. Send them to Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes. They're all working around the clock right now, feverishly, to break this down. We are in Austin, Texas. We do have reporters now there on the scene. I'm going to get a report from them coming up at the bottom of the hour after we start talking to David Icke. Obviously, we'll get his take on this situation as well. We've got Randy, Thomas, Andy, and others that have comments on what's been developing. I normally like to have David Icke on to get his view on the globalist operations and their brainwashing and the false reality they've invoked over the population, but we'll obviously get him to respond to this as well and take calls throughout the next hour and a half that we're going to have him on. Then we've got Wayne Paul, a CPA, brother of Ron Paul, coming on to talk about the Tea Parties, the New World Order, the IRS. It is all coming up. We also have the fact that Sarah Palin's basically a 9/11 truther calling for a new investigation. Then why are they demonizing Deborah Medina for saying she supports people's right to call for a new investigation? That story's important. I've got international news media contacting me about the Google censorship of the Obama deception, my film. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the next hour and a half, former BBC reporter, champion goalie, best-selling author, researcher, David Icke is our guest, and I had him scheduled to talk about basically the state of the planet, what's going on, a lot of other breaking issues. We're going to be covering that, but off and on we'll give you new developments on the burning building, the Echelon Complex, a small single-engine plane slammed into it at about 9:55 this morning, about 2 hours and 10 minutes ago, roughly. And they're now reporting, News Radio 590 KLBJ, one of our affiliates, as well as CNN, that this individual burned down his house in some type of domestic dispute. And then first they said stole a plane, or now they're saying it's his plane, and flew it into the building. So this could be an angry, crazy person that did this. Or it could be completely staged, because this is the type of stuff governments do if they start connecting it to the Tea Party and to people that don't want to pay higher taxes. Oh, you don't like going bankrupt. You don't like that housing values are going down, but we're raising your property taxes nationwide. We're raising your business taxes. As on average nationwide, just in the last year, they've got a 14.2%, that's the national average, decline in sales tax revenue. Oh, you don't like higher taxes. You're a terrorist. We know the feds bombed Oklahoma City. That's completely proven. We know they carried out the underwear bombing on Christmas. That's admitted the feds ordered him allowed on the plane, protected him. You know the whole story. We know Joe Biden said 2 days ago, I'm worried about lone nuts and terror attacks. And yes, I'm worried about assassination attempts on Obama. In the past month, Beck's been saying 9/11 truthers and birthers and Tea Party people. So now he's even going after mainline conservatives. More than half of conservatives polled believe Obama's lying about his birth certificate or covering it up. Now you are a terrorist. You want to bomb buildings. You want to kill Obama. So it's the preparation and them being caught staging the underwear bombing that really brings this into full view, that this is very suspicious and may be staged, because this is the season of terror. Their whole agenda is stalling. Their swine flu hoax is falling apart. Their global warming hoax is falling apart. Their new wars are falling apart. Their whole agenda is stalling. People are awakening. And suddenly you see the Fort Hood event clearly staged. It took us months to be able to get enough evidence of that, but the government surely knew, protected him. He was being handled by this particular al-Qaeda leader who handles all the other patsies. It goes on and on. And we'll talk about that with David Icke right now. Then coming up, I remember David 15 years ago really talking about this when many others weren't. And since then, it's come out in mainstream news that in France and England and the U.S., we've had all these Homeland Security state heads and others. And we've had just thousands of cases. We had the Texas Youth Commission, where it turned out every major facility was raping children, and the CPS and 3,400 missing kids. CNN reported in Florida that the government takes 3,400 missing in 1 year of the hundreds of thousands that, you know, they take all over the country, tens of thousands in Florida, 3,400 missing, and they won't say where they are, and there's no investigation. They just take your kids and they disappear. And Ted Gunderson, this was actually in the Washington Times, got into the Finders, a fake charity, and it was all this child porn, and the CIA had warned them, and they'd just gotten out with the kids, and then they caught CIA with a van load of naked kids. And I mean, this is in the major news. And the Franklin cover-up and the Bohemian Grove stuff, this is the cement that brings them all together. And I saw stories out of the Press Journal and other big Scottish publications. Sex abuse family legal advisor arrested. The police are arresting their legal advisors in courts, media people, anyone that talks about it before there was even a gag order. If you try to go give a public speaking engagement, they arrest you and charge you with disorderly conduct, because this woman and others are accusing police by name of running this pedophile ring. Now, the whole issue is there free speech in England? Is there free speech in the UK? Is there free speech in Scotland? And so there's this wider web. So I just gave you some of the backstory. That's coming up. David Icke, good to have you with us.
Hello, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's talk about the season of staged terror, the Fort Hood, the underwear bombing, now what's happening in Austin. What's your take on it?
Well, it's becoming blatant, and it's becoming blatant not least because it's becoming desperate. I've seen over the last 20 years three stages very clear in the uncovering of what's really happening in the world. The first one was instant dismissal, instant ridicule, and also instant condemnation. The second stage, which really started to run after 9/11, and even more when the Iraq invasion hoax became very clearly exposed as a massive lie all along, we went into the stage two, which was people starting to say, hold on a second, the world is not like we thought it was. Now we're starting to enter, we're on this cusp, indeed we're beyond it, this third stage where that awakening, that awareness that the world is not like we thought it was, is starting to impact on events. We demolished the fantastic work over the internet, and many people over the months of 2009 demolished their swine flu scam, absolutely devastated it. As you said earlier, the climate change lie, big lie, is unraveling all the time. And so they're starting to get desperate. And what they're doing, obviously, is trying to target those people that are uncovering it and communicating this information, and also in more and more desperate ways trying to put the lid on society in general through more and more outrageous, extreme methods of surveillance. I mean, what can you do when, what can you say when there are trials for these body scanners? There were only trials. Has anyone out there ever had a trial, a government trial, that wasn't actually widely introduced afterwards? They're not trials at all. And then suddenly, while these trials are going on, some guy sets his pants on fire over America. Oh, my goodness me, we've got to have these scanners. Isn't it lucky? Isn't it fortunate? We're just having trials. And that's amazing. So it's becoming blatant because it's becoming desperate. And on one level, you know, it's a challenge. Of course, it's a challenge. No one said it would be easy in what's happening at the moment. But also, it is a tremendous testament, tremendous encouragement that we have started to get these people on the run. And every day, more people awaken, and their job gets harder. So it's a challenge, but it's a very, very encouraging time.
Well, I agree with you, David, and that's why we're going to see more and more staged attacks, more and more provocateur attacks, and the awakening is accelerating because people are finding out government really never tells the truth.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to start from that. You've got to start from that foundation. You know, is he lying? Is he a politician? Well, 99% of the time he's lying. You know, his lips moving, he's lying. Because that's their job, to tell the truth, to tell lies and not the truth. And for this reason, if they tell the truth, they say the terrorist we've named weren't responsible for 9/11. The guy who set his pants on fire was a set-up patsy, and so on and so forth. That's what they'd have to do if they're telling the truth. And therefore, everything they say is a cover story to hide the real reason and origin of these world events and society-changing events. Therefore, because they're constantly parroting a cover story, they're constantly lying by definition. It goes with the job. So if you start from the foundation, anyone who's kind of new to this, first of all, if officialdom's telling you something, it's either a lie or a half-truth, as I say about Tony Blair. If there's ever a half-truth in a Tony Blair speech, it's a typing error. Same with Obama. And the other thing, the foundation is, governments are not there to serve the people. They're there to serve and introduce an agenda to enslave the people. Once we move our point of perception, our point of observation of world events from what we thought it was to that, then we start to filter the world and reality in a completely different way, and we start to see what we couldn't see before. We start to see behind the smoke screens and the fake cover stories. And that's what is happening to more and more people, Alex, and that's why it's becoming more and more difficult for these people to sell their agenda and sell their lies.
David, going back over my research, so much of the conclusions I come to are off the pre-programming of the establishment. I mean, it was obvious when Chertoff a year and a half ago ordered a couple billion dollars worth of these scanners, and so did Europe.
Yes.
And then right as they were set, I mean, I remember reporting in November that they were all set to go in January 1st in 214 airports. That was in the news. And then on December 25th, I'm driving to the store to buy eggs on Christmas Day afternoon. They report this guy has attacked. By the time I get back in the car 5 minutes later, they're saying, don't worry, we've now decided to put scanners in just now. When they'd already ordered them and had them being delivered, they said, no, now we're doing this because he attacked. They had the whole thing staged. And there's such hysteria they're trying to create that when a steam main blows up in New York, everybody panics and starts evacuating. That when a gas main blows up in New Jersey, everybody, there's now been a bomb threat. Put that back on screen. They've diverted a plane with a supposed flight 741 diverted to Utah after bomb threat. And so we'll have more and more of this fake federal stuff. Before the anthrax attacks, the feds did drills, and this was declassified, where they mailed fake anthrax to hundreds of federal locations to create a system of mind control and fear in their own minions before the feds themselves mail the most weaponized anthrax ever seen. And then I said in the last year, they're clearly prepping Austin for staged terror attacks. And then it turns out the feds were trying to get their operatives to firebomb Brave New Books.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
The point I was trying to make as we hit break is, they had a federal informant tied to the Palestinian man that bound himself, slit his throat, cut his body open, and threw himself in the river. He was murdered, and the police said he committed suicide. It's like up in the Arkansas when people would cut their arms and legs off and blow their own heads off and bound their bodies, and the police would say they killed themselves. Then the same informant who was running around with him reportedly, and it's been confirmed, it's just so much is happening. Tried to provocateur people at the RNC in 2008 to Molotov cocktail. And he admitted to that. And then he reportedly tried to get local activists to firebomb Brave New Books, one of my listeners started. It's a Patriot bookstore. And with the firebombing of the governor's mansion, that was clearly an inside job. I've said I believe Austin's going to be the target of the next false flag. And they're now saying this was a terror attack. They're almost sure, against the IRS building. And then meanwhile, I knew if we saw a bunch of stuff happen, this is staged. United flight diverted to DIA after passenger attempts to open door in midair. This just came out. Flying out of D.C. to Las Vegas. Tried to depressurize it. That's Associated Press and Huffington Post and Denver Post. Here's another one. Flight diverted to Salt Lake after bomb threat. David, it appears a massive psyop is being launched. There's no way all of... And they had two airplanes crash yesterday, one into the car manufacturing building, the Tesla building, knocking out power to Palo Alto. We now have other... A plane crashed yesterday into a neighborhood in the panhandle of Texas, Amarillo. I mean, what is going on, David?
It's very simple. What's been going on, and it's now getting more extreme because, like I said earlier, they're getting more desperate. Quite simply, you've got an agenda which they've been trying to bring in step by step for a long, 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 long time, before what we call modern times. It's been a long step-by-step process. We're just seeing the end game coming up to it now, the end that they want to bring about, which is a global fascist dictatorship and a robotic, mind-controlled, microchipped, machine-like humanity and world government and centralized control of everything, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the agenda. Then running alongside that is what I've been calling for years the movie. This is the manufactured view of the world, including all the manufactured false flag events like what it seems that we're seeing here now. It's getting ridiculous. This is the movie to sell the agenda to the public and to justify its introduction. And because the public now, everybody or nearly everybody, my goodness, if only, but increasingly vast numbers of people are starting to see the movie for what it is, a movie, something for public consumption and public perception manipulation. As a result, they're getting more desperate. Oh, my God, we've got to up the ante. And so the other thing that happens as a result of that, Alex, is that it becomes more and more blatant. I mean, they think it's something that is they need to do and something that's good and something that will advance their agenda quicker. But the way they're doing it now in this desperation is it's becoming more and more blatant. So more and more people are going to be asking questions. More and more people aren't going to believe them. I mean, we're in a situation now after the last year. I mean, how many people believe that they're being told the truth about the climate change? Virtually no one. What will happen the next time the pharmaceutical cartel, Big Pharma, and the World Health Organization tries to sell us a vaccine scare or a virus?
And let me stop you.
It's falling apart for them. They're a cornered rat, so they're going to really get more extreme and more desperate. We're going to see a lot of desperate and extreme things as a result, but it's falling apart for them.
Well, David, I wanted to back you up. Not only do we have Wolfgang Ludarg, the head of the EU Health Commission, saying it's all a hoax, a fraud, dangerous vaccine was a lie, staged. The government admitted, okay, it turned out the swine flu vaccine didn't help you, and it was fake. That came out yesterday like it was no big deal, that it didn't even protect you. We already knew that. Their health care takeover is falling apart. It seems that corralling us like prisoners, and I want to ask you about this when we come back, corralling us like prisoners, these body scanners, this act of supplication, of submission, of breaking us, letting them know they're violating child porn laws to videotape children with these scanners, their naked bodies, that sets the precedent. Now Homeland Security says they want to put shock bracelets on everyone. They looked at it 2 years ago. Now they're saying if people are going crazy and trying to depressurize planes, we've got to do this. Why are these body scanners so key to what they're doing? And we're going to have our reporters from the ground at the kamikaze site.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
David Icke's our guest for another hour. We've got reporters out at the kamikaze attack site. The government's saying the guy burned down his house, crashed his plane into the building, IRS slash FBI building complex, the Echelon complex. Talk about in your face, the name of the big surveillance grid. Joseph Andrew Stack, named as plane crash pilot. Man sets house on fire, crashes plane into Texas building report. We reportedly, Paul Watson has this, is posting it now at PrisonPlanet.com. It's being pulled off the reported places where he posted it. We'll find out if the providence is real, but we're going to post it right now at PrisonPlanet.com, his supposed suicide note. And, of course, the feds could write this up, drug him, put him in the plane, remote control it, and it's normally staged. You have this person trying to open a plane door today. You have somebody else with a bomb threat on a plane. This is really looking like a massive psyop. We'll ask David Icke, who's an expert on this, why they want to create this feeling of hysteria and fear. So we then go to the government begging them to keep us safe. They're the big daddy. He said, no taxation without representation, reportedly. I've spent total years of my adulthood unlearning the crap from only a few years of my childhood. These days, anyone who really stands up for principle is promptly labeled a crackpot, traitor, or worse. Yet at the same time, the joke we call America medical system, including the drug and insurance companies, are murdering tens of thousands of people every year and stealing from the corpses and victims they cripple. I'm reading over this right now. It is lengthy. David Icke, again, I apologize to David, but I talked to David as a former top BBC reporter. He understands this. We have to cover it as it breaks. I know he's got to leave in an hour. I may twist his arm to stay longer, but we'll see what happens. I've got Paul Watson on the line briefly, writing on this right now. It's going to, I guess, have the headline, purported suicide letter of Austin kamikaze attacker, or Austin plane attack. Watson, I know it's going up in the next few minutes at prisonplanet.com. Tell us exactly where you got this. Reading over it, the feds could have written this. He could have. It looks like something someone would write. Where did you get this info, Watson?
Well, all I've been doing is typing in Austin plane crash into Google and then refreshing every few minutes. And this came from a blog which carried the purported pilot's name as Joe Stack, and now that's been confirmed by the authorities that his
all right,
name is
get
Joe
it up,
Andrew
then get
Stack.
It up. Get it. I'm going to let you go then. Get it up with that basic breakdown that this same site said that one of his reported family members was on KLBJ confirming this as well about 30 minutes ago. Anything else, Watson?
No, obviously, in his screed, he rants about totalitarian regimes and tax codes and everything that we talk about. I wonder what the media is going to do with this.
We need listeners, because we don't have the staff, to go back in the last 2 months. It was actually December 8th is when I said they're going to stage a terror attack in Austin. And I even talked about planes flying into buildings. I don't know how I know this stuff. It's just incredible. Anything else, Watson?
Well, it doesn't even matter if it's staged. It's how they're going to exploit it, and that's obvious. And it'll start tonight on the news shows.
But, Watson, you tie this in with a bomb threat on one plane diverted, another passenger reportedly trying to open the door and depressurize, and all this hysteria. I mean, and this looks bad. This looks like it's staged on the heels of the underwear bomber. Anything else?
No, this entire letter is going to be posted now at prisonplanet.com.
All right, write a basic analysis at the top and why we believe the Providence may be accurate. In fact, it's leaning towards being real because, again, this other blog was able to ascertain his name. Get it up. Give them credit as well. Thank you, Paul Watson.
All right, thanks, Alex.
All right, going back to David Icke. Again, I apologize. Obviously, this is happening, David. I want to get into the whole globalist pedophile scandal. Hearing this new info, continue to break it down. Why they want this hysteria?
Well, it's been, funny enough, I've just finished a new book. It'll be out in May. It's just about 2 days from going to the printers. And in there, part of that is saying that one of the biggest targets in the near future is going to be people that are putting this information out. They want to discredit anyone that is exposing the agenda, exposing what they're doing. And, you know, I'm a great believer in just holding back before you make, decisions and assumptions to see the full picture. But put it this way, if the sort of stuff in that note is accurate, and that note is accurate, then it is, again, I keep using this word, Alex, all through this chat, blatant. It's so blatantly obvious that you get someone to do this, you link them to those nasty, dangerous people, and people like this, what's his name, Cass Sunstein, one of the czars of Obama. He's been targeting in the most extreme ways the people who are exposing the conspiracy.
No, he says infiltrate 9/11 truth groups and anti-global warming groups,
yeah,
and commit violence to get them in trouble and to discredit them.
Yeah, I mean, if the man had a brain cell, he'd be even more dangerous. I mean, when you read some of the stuff that he's saying, but it's so extreme because another word I keep using because it's applicable. They're getting desperate, so they get more extreme, and they're overcooking. They're in very great danger, and eventually they will. They're overcooking what they're trying to sell to the public, and it's getting more and more ludicrous. They have overcooked massively the climate change lie, and because they overcooked it, it's falling apart. And they'll do the same with this. We're going to get a lot of aggravation. We'll get a lot of criticism, a lot of condemnation from these people, or what pass for people. But you know, it's a sign of how desperate they are, and it will be very, very interesting to see how this plays out in the next few hours, the next few days, because it's taking on all the signs of the most, again, blatant attempt to discredit this whole conspiracy research community.
Well, let me break this down. the globalists always stage terror attacks, and it's 100% Oklahoma City was a staged deal.
Yeah.
States' rights movement was exploding. The Patriot movement was exploding. The states were being taken back. That's now happening. They tried to marginalize the Tea Party. They tried to have the Republicans take it over. Now the Patriots have taken it back. Glenn Beck is even admitting this and panicking. The exact same talking points in the last week by Beck, O'Reilly, Chris Matthews, a supposed liberal, have come out saying, we're going to be violent, we're going to attack. And then this guy's letter comes out from a blog that confirmed his name first. This is going up at PrisonPlanet.com right now, and we'll have my basic analysis there that we're going over right now. And then he's basically a Tea Partier who is against the tax code and been part of anti-IRS groups since the 80s. And this is bad. This is really bad, David.
It is absolutely the Oklahoma bombing revisited, but in another stage of the uncovering of the conspiracy, an even more desperate stage than it was then. So it's no surprise that this is coming. It's bound to come, including all the efforts to censor the internet, which is the vehicle that's really unraveling this whole conspiracy and putting it before people. The reason people like Jay Rockefeller and all these people are trying to justify censorship of the internet is the same reason they're setting up these problem reaction solutions that we're seeing now.
My God, I've got to read from this. He says, I can only hope that the numbers quickly get too big to be whitewashed and ignored, that the American zombies wake up and revolt. It will take nothing less. I would only hope that by striking a nerve that stimulates the inevitable double standard, knee-jerk government reaction that results in more stupid draconian restrictions, people wake up and begin to see the pompous political thugs and their mindless minions for what they are. Sadly, though, I spent my entire life trying to believe that wasn't so, but violence not only is the answer, it is the only answer. The cruel joke is that the really big chunks of this bleep are at the top, have known this all along and have been laughing at us using this awareness against us. It goes, fools like me for a long time. I saw it written once. The definition of insanity is repeating the same process over and over again, expecting the outcome to suddenly be different. I'm finally ready to stop this insanity. Well, Mr. Big Brother IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well. And then this is reportedly the kamikaze attacker. The communist creed, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. The capitalist creed, from each according to his gullibility, to each according to his greed. And, I mean, it just goes on and on, purportedly written by this guy. And
that wasn't signed by Cass Sunstein, Alex, was it?
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It should be.
All I can say is, if this turns out to be real, he says, no taxation without representation. He quotes the Founding Fathers. Now, if you quote the Founding Fathers, I mean, look, David, I saw them doing the preparation in the last month. I was sure this was going to happen. I've been telling everybody this, and they singled out Tea Partiers. Beck went further than just 9/11 truth. In the last week, they've said birthers, who are more than half the Tea Partiers in polls. So now you really see, it's the preparation for this, and that Beck's saying, mark my words. This is horrible, David.
What we've got to do, Alex, is we've got to stay calm. Everyone's got to stay calm because they want hysteria, they want panic, and they want us to run around like headless chickens. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Well, we just need to stay calm, really calm. We can see what's happening, and we just keep communicating and communicating and communicating what people need to hear. And no matter what's thrown at us, in one ear out the other, and we keep communicating. And I'm not going to go and defend what I've been doing, and neither should anyone else, because obviously it's been so effective. They're having to do this nonsense today.
And David, it's not your opinion. We have Cass Sunstein and all these other big White House people saying they want to provocateur things and criminal actions to set us up. This guy needs to be indicted. He needs to be investigated. Expanding on this, the person that shoots first loses. We've always said they want to precipitate violence first, so it looks like they have the moral authority. And every time we're cresting, this didn't happen randomly 6 months ago. Every time we're cresting at a new level of mass awakening, they start staging the events.
Yeah, this is why, I was writing articles a year ago or something like that now, saying, or more, please don't riot. The way to meet this is through information and, crucially, through mass non-cooperation with the system. We're holding it together. It's a house of cards, and we are the flipping glue. When we cease to be so, the house of cards falls. Look at a pyramid. The power in the pyramid is at the base, not the capstone. We are manipulated to think the power's up there, so we don't realize we are the power holding that up there by giving our power to that and our sense of where the power is to that. We need to stop cooperating on a mass scale. These guys can't run a system. They can only manipulate the system.
I agree.
It's the mass of the people that run the system. We have to stop doing it. And we have to stop having excuses for not doing it. You know, we've reached the point now where, you know, we're at a fork in the road, and we either have mass non-cooperation, not just protest, non-cooperation with the system, and that will bring it down. Not violence, not rioting, non-cooperation. And we need to start getting this organized all over the world now. Organized non-cooperation so the system cannot function.
David, notice how right as income tax day comes up and they know there's record anger about taxes growing. The country is in revolution. I wanted to add this to you, a revolution of awakening. Every C-SPAN show, every local radio show, I'm not even tuning into much media. Everybody's calling me. Every time I tune in, there's random well-spoken callers about 9/11 being an inside job, about the flu being a hoax, about the carbon tax being a fraud. Our internet numbers at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are exploding. Our films are seen hundreds of millions of times a year, free online. Your info is exploding. And right on time, this starts happening. Look at the timing. Look at the preparation, the pre-preparation for all of this. I mean, this is a desperation move, and I don't think it's going to work. And the more I read this letter, and the fact that the site that first reported his name correctly are the ones that had this, and Paul Watson's doing a big article right now about this, and I want him to keep adding to it, is that I wouldn't be surprised if the feds aren't out posting this stuff and that he didn't even write this, but that they'll probably turn out saying, oh, no, he really did. Because the way this is written is it's meant to push and start a violent revolution.
Well, yeah, look at a violent revolution and a violent a vociferous response against those communicating the truth about the world. But look at this Mossad operation this week, which was caught on camera, and you saw it all unfold over the day, and the Hamas guy was killed and stuff like that. And the mainstream media are going, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. This is a daily common occurrence. These intelligence agencies, or lack of intelligence agencies, that's what they really are, like the CIA, British Intelligence, and Mossad, they're taking people out. They're discrediting them with false information and setting them up, or what have you. They're causing, quote, suicides. I mean, that's the big one. When someone who knows something or could reveal something or dies in a very appropriate, if you like, ways for the agenda. When you see the word suicide, I mean, you know, suicide is a word that should be spelled M-U-R-D-E-R. That's what suicide in those terms really is. I mean, we've got David Kelly, this guy who was had the ability to expose before the invasion of Iraq the fact that weapons of mass destruction were not there as they claimed. The papers on his suicide have been shut down for 70 years because of what it would reveal if they came out. So this is going on all the time, and there are peaks like it seems that we're experiencing today there in Texas. There were peaks like 9/11 and what have you. But it's actually an everyday occurrence that's going on all the time.
I agree. Watson has posted the reported letter, and I know he's adding to it the point of where we got it, that this site first reported the Joe Stack. Somebody may have gave it to them. We need to talk to them. We need to contact the site. Talk to Watson. Get their name right now. Get them on. We need to investigate.
According to your site, it says this letter is now confirmed to have been written. It just ticks every box, mate, every box.
Okay, I'm on PrisonPlanet.com, and it says alleged letter written by Austin, plane crash pilot.
I've got a headline here that says confirmed letter written by Austin, plane crash pilot, but I've just refreshed about that. You know, whatever, that letter ticks every box.
No, they've got it. It's the Austin American Statesman's confirming it. Oh,
yeah.
Man, this is bad. I knew when I read it, I could tell. Oh, this is bad. Get Watson. Get it up right now. Everything at PrisonPlanet.com. Everything at InfoWars.com. Continual coverage on all of this. This is just horrible. I'm going on Russia Today at the very end of the show for about 10 minutes, and I'm probably going to come back and continue. David Icke, stay there. Internet note posted by man linked to plane crash. Statesman.com, the Austin American Statesman. And this is bizarre. So we're going to continue breaking this down with David Icke straight ahead. What a crazy day to have David Icke on with us with all this happening. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Notice this happened in Austin. Notice the Fort Hood massacre happened in Austin. And when that Hassan guy supposedly shot these 13 people and then killed himself, we said, may be a crazy guy. And he's a psychiatrist. Maybe. Then it turned out for years he said he was going to kill people, loved suicide bombers, was sending emails to the confirmed Al-Qaeda mole who handles all the patsies, Reeves, all of them. It's always this guy. The Finsbury Mosque, it's always the same guy. And the CIA for 2 years wouldn't let the military know, and he'd walk around saying, I'm going to kill everybody, and they weren't allowed to get him in trouble. If you say something bad about the president and you're in the army, like I think the president's bad, you get arrested. But he could walk around, I'm going to kill people, I'm going to murder, I hate Christians, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, you get to stay there. This isn't political correctness. That was staged. And now the Statesman is saying it's confirmed. Internet note posted by a man linked to plane crash. And the Statesman says it shows a domain that the note was posted on is registered to Joe Stack of San Marcos. A man by the same name who's been addressed in both Austin and San Marcos has been linked to today's airplane crash. Into our office numbers, we're getting people that knew him. Neighbors are calling us. We're going to be perfectly positioned here in the middle of all this to really be able to report on it for you here in the next few hours and coming days. And get ready for the media to come after us. David, now that they're confirming that this is his letter, you were saying classic PSYOP during the break.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been investigating for a long, long time, 15 years now, the mind control programs and the mind control operations in North America and in the United Kingdom and Europe, and understanding the extent to which you can literally take over someone's mind in the same way that I could sit here and tap some keys and program this computer in front of me to do what I'm asking it to do. People are lacking an understanding often about what's actually happening because they don't realize what's actually possible. They think that what they see in their everyday lives or what they see in the public arena is the limit of what is possible. But when you get into the secret projects, whether it's technology or whether it's mind control or genetics, you're dealing with something that is light years beyond anything.
I was about to say, they had remote control cockroaches 30 years ago. They had robo-rats 20 years ago. Now they tell the public about it. They have, with one microchip, they can take a monkey, a rat, a human, and remote control, make you go to the bathroom, make you talk, and what I've been told by top experts is they've gone away from the trauma-based programming.
Yes, they have.
To chemicals and electronics. Go ahead.
Yes, they have. And the thing is that, you know, I've been writing in my books that when I talk about the nature of reality, I describe the body as a body computer. You know, when you look around the brain, they say, when this part of the brain lights up, this is how you react. This is what the body does. This is what you think. This is what your emotions are. And so this is what the whole microchipping program is all about. It's about internally accessing the body computer and then externally manipulating the way it works emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so once they can not even microchip someone, that's the easiest way, but you can actually do it without microchips. You can actually do it by very, very deep levels of what people call hypnosis. But what I'm talking about is beyond any hypnosis you ever see in the public arena. And basically, what they do is they put in a program. It could be a program. I'm not saying this is what's happening.
Back in 70 seconds. He posted this on his official website. It's confirmed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.